This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, December 5th here at Gillette Stadium. Another Patriots.com Roster Report Podcast, even though the team is a full country away. In San Diego, Southern California, preparing for Sunday's big AFC battle with the San Diego Chargers. Patriots coming off a loss in Green Bay, flew directly to San Diego, working out this week at the University of San Diego, getting ready for Sunday night football against Phillip Rivers and the Chargers. Patriots trying to get back on the winning track and maintain their hold on the number one seed in the AFC. Chargers looking to fight their way into that seeding picture and postseason. But for us, we are going to talk about some moves in the injury report as we do each and every week here on Patriots.com. Quick update on what we're going to discuss now. We do not yet have the Friday injury report because that comes out late in the day with the team on the West Coast due to the time zones. And Paul Perillo and myself will not be here to do this podcast when this podcast would need to be done to get that in here. So we're doing this podcast now and we're going to project.
Okay.
How many times are you going to say the word podcast?
Podcast. The Patriots, early in the week, December 3rd, signed three players to the practice squad. They had open spots there due to some transactions and different things. They re-signed Justin Green, old friend Justin Green, linebacker Deontay Skinner, and defensive back Daxton Swanson. Green, if you remember, was actually on the active roster for a while last year and was then traded to the Cowboys this summer for our buddy Ben Bass, who didn't stick around very long and make an impact on the roster. And Skinner and Swanson, previously on the practice squad. I think this is Swanson's third tour of duty on the taxi squad. So well-known commodities, well-known faces for the Patriots there. A linebacker and two defensive backs. Anything to comment on those, Paul?
No.
Okay.
Nothing in particular. I'm playing the role of Tony Maz here at the end of the show. Nope. Nothing. Not a word.
Absolutely right, Andy. And then December 4th, Patriots' big move of the week. Aaron Dobson was placed on injured reserve. Obviously, last Sunday evening in Green Bay. I believe it was his fourth snap of the game. Deep ball. Pulled up lame with a hamstring injury. And his very disappointing second season looked like it would come to an end. And that is indeed the case. He played in four games this year with one start, caught three passes for 38 yards, healthy scratch eight times. As we all know, he missed the bulk of the offseason after having foot surgery. The foot surgery was even delayed because they tried to rest and see if it would heal on its own in the early portion of the spring. Did not. He missed all the OTAs, the bulk of the summer. Mid-August, he got back out there, but he was behind the eight ball. And obviously, Brandon LaFell did a nice job coming in as a veteran and taking over that role that maybe Dobson could have or would have fought for.
Right.
Paul Perillo, year two jump was a year fall off the cliff.
Didn't happen.
Are we concerned about the future of Aaron Dobson? Does he have a future in New England, or next summer will he be battling for his roster life and his career in New England?
Well, I think that he will be battling for a roster spot next year for sure. I have some concerns because I haven't seen the development and I haven't liked some of the stuff I've heard sort of away from the field. Different guys. I heard our buddy Mike Giardi last night doing a radio spot with 98.5 The Sports Hub. He's Mike obviously works for Comcast Sportsnet, and he was saying that he's talked to some players and that they've indicated that he needs to have a little bit more fight, a little bit more compete in him. Aaron Dobson does. One person said to him he needs to be a little bit more like Julian Edelman in terms of his effort. So those aren't good criticisms to hear about a young receiver. He missed all that time, and we understand that's hard. We talked about it. Both of us, I thought, were optimistic that he could make a year two jump, and then we got a little bit less so when we found out about the foot surgery was going to wipe out his entire off-season program, and he never got on the field for training camp, really anything substantial in training camp. It was a lost season for him. Is he a lost cause? I don't want to go that far. I don't want to go that far, but I will say it's definitely trending toward, as you like to say, Taylor Price way.
So my next question is, as of the Roster Report podcast that we will do for the first week of September 2015, will the complete redo of the wide receiver position in New England in 2013 be long gone and hard to find by that point? Because I know there's some people believe that Danny Amendola could and will be cut this coming spring. And if Dobson gets cut at the end of training camp, Boyce has already been cut. He's technically still around on the practice squad. Kembrell Tompkins is in Oakland. Is there a chance that those four guys who made up that redo are gone by next September?
I'd have to say there's a chance. Now, I think that the odds are that one of those guys will probably still be here. But you have to say there's a chance, right?
Yeah, that was not an overly impressive redo.
No.
I think they'd like to redo the redo.
I think that they need to do a little bit more.
Remember the old Nintendo where you pressed reset before the game saved itself so you could replay that game and not have it count?
Yeah.
I think they need to hit the reset button on
Sounds
that
Sounds like
redo.
Something Andy Hart probably invented.
Oh, yeah, I cheated.
But, yeah, it's looking disappointing right now. And again, I don't want to completely write off Dobson because he did miss the entire offseason with the foot surgery, but I wasn't overly impressed as a rookie. I thought I'd give him time to develop, and then he did absolutely nothing in his second year, which I think is so important for these guys. You like to make fun of me all the time for talking about the year whatever jump that doesn't say year two jump.
Well, it'll be year three now.
Once you get beyond that, I think that chances are you're probably trending toward flaming out. I think if you had to say, if you had to weigh the odds right now, the odds are that Aaron Dobson will be a bit player at most, and his career could be very close to being over at worst.
Now we'll turn the page on that high note to the Patriots injury report. A long one this week. Aaron Dobson was actually at the top of it until he was placed on IR. Obviously, he can't and won't play again this season. Can't and won't play on Sunday. Patriots have an open roster spot heading into the Chargers game in San Diego, not Seahawks. Different West Coast team. Speculation abounds that maybe Silver Salinga, who is in the window of his practicing coming back from IR, could be activated. Fred Kirsch and Mike Reese are like-mindedly thinking that the possibility that Josh Boyce could be activated due to the lack of depth at receiver with Dobson going on IR. And there's also the chance that linebacker is a position they might need to upgrade. And I'll tell you why, because a number of guys, including Chris White, did not practice on Wednesday, Thursday, ankle, so that's not good for him. And then in the limited participation category, you have a couple one linebacker, Dante Hightower. Shoulder injury, we saw him miss a couple snaps last week. It is a shoulder. He was limited all week. And if White and Hightower were both out, they might need to add some depth to linebacker, even though they did promote right. Darius Fleming already last week. But in terms of both the kicking game and defense, linebacker is a position maybe to keep an eye on. Danny Aiken, your long snapper, concussion limited Wednesday and Thursday. We know he did not play last week, and Rob Ninkovich had to handle the snapping duties. Will be interesting to see if they have to go a second straight week with Ninkovich doing that or if Aiken can get back. Kyle Arrington, cornerback, ankle injury limited both Wednesday and Thursday. This is not the neck injury that he had previously. This is an ankle, which clearly cost him some reps last week. That interior cornerback position, something that bears watching given the way that Logan Ryan struggled right. And Kyle Arrington's banged up. Dan Conley, offensive lineman, ankle injury, limited in participation. Played last week, but some sources, your buddy Greg Bedard, said he looked like a guy that was maybe playing through an injury, struggled a little bit. Be interesting to see what he can bring to the game field if he is indeed out there. Dominic Easley, the knee injury, continues to be limited in practice. His status seems to go week to week. He gets out there, and then he has a week of setback. So interesting watching him in this game as they try to maybe get a little pass rush, a little more pass rush this week against a pocket passer like Phillip Rivers. Julian Edelman, thigh injury, very much worthy of watching, limited both Wednesday and Thursday, which is a downgrade from the previous week when he had been a full participant with the thigh injury. Missed some time in the game in Green Bay with this injury, and he's a guy that I want to focus on, Paul, because I know you are a firm believer in Danny Amendola, that if Edelman can't play, that you can get, I don't want to put a percentage, but 80% replication.
A reasonable facsimile, yes.
So are you comfortable?
I don't want to overstate that.
Are you comfortable going into a game with Danny Amendola filling a role instead of Julian Edelman if you need to?
I would feel more comfortable in that scenario if I had to lose Edelman. And I knew, let's just say I know I'm going to lose Edelman. I'd be more comfortable if I knew I didn't have him that week and I could go into the week knowing that Danny Amendola was going to be in that spot. If it's like last week and Amendola gets banged up and has to miss some snaps, I'm not as confident that Amendola can just step in and catch a pass thrown his way in the middle of the third quarter. He has not demonstrated the ability to do that. I think he's had some limited opportunities here and there and hasn't taken advantage of all of them. But I do believe that if he were to start and play the whole game and you said, I know that I don't have Edelman this week, but I'm going to have Amendola and I'm preparing for such, I think that he would be okay. Now, I don't think he would be the same as Edelman. I think Edelman's better. But I do feel like Brady could throw the ball to him five or six times and have reasonable success.
Offensive lineman Cameron Fleming, ankle, limited participation. Obviously, his role worth watching is as that extra blocker that Marcus Cannon filled the void of, but not very well last week
right.
in running situations. Chargers give up 4.3 a carry, so you might be looking to run. It'll be interesting to see if Fleming could get back out there. Last week he was limited, and a couple weeks ago he was in the walking boot. See how his health is improving. As I said, Hightower shoulder, limited participation. Chandler Jones, the hip injury, limited participation again this week. Paul Perillo, give me the handicapping odds on a Chandler Jones return to action, even if it's on a somewhat limited basis in San Diego.
I'm going to say 25% okay. chance to come back. I just feel this is generally the track that they take. They come back, they practice for a week or two, and then they get back out there. Now, he did talk to the media on Wednesday. Was kind of, according to some reports, a little bit brief and standoffish. I think I think Tom Curran called him standoffish. Just talking about, didn't want to talk about the injury, just wanted to talk about getting back and helping the team and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. I don't feel like this is the week.
Now, I agree.
I don't rule it out, but I don't feel like this is the week.
I hear you. Brandon LaFell, the other key wide receiver, that shoulder injury suffered late in the Lions game on that diving catch, obviously was back out there in Green Bay, had a couple touchdowns, played. He has been limited all week, and I think his health status at this point is actually sort of bears watching more than Edelman's, just because you lost Dobson. You're a little bit of a fallback.
You don't really have the guy.
You don't have a true backup. Timms hasn't proven himself that. Certainly Josh Boyce does not bring the same frame and style of play to the field. So LaFell has played through the injury and deemed himself ready to play right after the injury, actually. But I think it just bears watching if that were something that were to get worse.
And, you know, with all these injuries, Andy, just starting, I guess, the concerns are starting now because you're starting to get some more guys that are involved in this. And almost every one of those that you mentioned, you don't have the same kind of feeling with the guy behind him. You talked about Arrington. Well, you have Logan Ryan. I feel a lot better with Arrington.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about Hightower, obviously. There really isn't anybody behind him. You talked about Brandon LaFell. There really isn't anyone behind him. You talked about Edelman. I don't feel as good about Amendola behind him. So it's one thing to lose, even Cameron Fleming, you talked about. We saw what Marcus Cannon looked like in that role as the extra lineman last week. Didn't really like it. So, yes, they have some depth and they have some players that can play, but I don't feel as good about the players that would be replacing all of those guys that you mentioned on the injury report.
And as you mentioned, I think maybe individually any one of those or you could overcome,
oh, yeah.
But if they become combination factors and multiple guys of that caliber without true backups, that could become an issue. They do have 10 people. The last guy I'm going to mention in the limited participation category this week was Shane Vereen with an ankle injury. Tom Brady, ankle injury, full participation. That's been there for a couple weeks now. And the aforementioned Marcus Cannon, ankle injury, hip injury, full participation. Quick look at the Chargers. Interesting. I think DJ Fluker is an interesting one who did not practice on Thursday due to a concussion. So that's something
that I believe he must have suffered in practice.
Yes, because he
Wednesday.
Was not on the report earlier in the right. day. And they have an offensive line that's already been banged up, so that would be a potentially costly injury
that's
for them.
That's a big injury for them. And we talked a lot in PFW in Progress about Philip Rivers and what he was dealing with, and all of a sudden he pops up on the injury report.
Yes, Philip Rivers with that chest injury, full participation, but he popped up, and we talked a little bit about that, yes, this week, that a couple weeks ago it kind of popped up, and people were wondering, can he not play? Is this a major injury? Just something that bears watching. But the Patriots are the team with the far longer injury report. We'll be interested to see in the Patriots pregame social, 6 p.m. Sunday night, who's active, who's inactive, and if these banged up type injuries cost anybody football games, or whether you get a couple guys back like Danny Aiken and maybe feel better and these are just nicks and limited participation type injuries. But we'll be here 6 p.m. Sunday Night Football, Chargers, Patriots, Rivers, Brady. Big contest in the AFC heading down the home stretch of December. For Paul Perillo, this is Andy Hart. We'll talk to you again next Friday on another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Until then, peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.